Let's pray together. Make a joyful noise to the Lord, all the earth. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into his presence with singing. Know that the Lord, he is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving, and his court with praise. Give thanks to him, bless his name. For the Lord is good, his steadfast love endures forever, and his faithfulness to all generations. So we are thankful, our God, to come before you this morning. We are thankful, our Father, to be used by you, even to speak your word. We are thankful, O God, that you incline your ear unto us. We are thankful, our Father, that you do not discriminate, O God. You are even among us as few as we are. So speak, O God, until your church is filled, until this earth is filled with your glory. Heal those, O God, with broken hearts. Heal those who are sick, O God. Touch each and every soul this morning. Through your word, O God, by your spirit, we pray, our Savior. Reveal your power, even in this house this morning. As we ask all these things, for the sake of your Son, we thank you, O God, even today, as we look unto you, as we trust and depend upon you. Speak, O Father. For the sake of Christ, we ask. We all say, Amen.
Amen.
Good morning, church.
Please
turn in your Bibles to the Gospel according to Matthew chapter number
2.
And we read together from verse 1 to 12 again, but we will concentrate at least from verse 4 to
8.
And the title of this message this morning, Fools Reject the King. We shall read first from the Sotho, then I will read from the ESV.
Kasotiri, hoba Jesu a tsole Bethlehem e Judea, mehleng ya go se Heroda. A fitla Jerusalem ba bohlale ba tswang botshabela. Ba re e ka go se ba Juda e tsetseng. Re bone naledi ya yona ha e hlaha, mme re tlilo e khumamela. Da re ha go se Heroda a utlwa Afrikana ha mmoho le ba Jerusalema ka ofela. Mme ho ba a kokelela ba prisa ba baholo bohle le ditsebi tsa molao tsa setšhaba. Ha ba botsa bo Kreste a loketseng ho tswalla teng. Ba re yena Bethlehem e Judea. Hobane ho ngotswe jwalo ke moprofeta ha a re. Ha le wena Bethlehem e naheng ya Juda. Ha o hlile ha o monyenyane haholo. Hara batsamaisi ba Juda, hobane ho wena ho tla tswa motsamaisi ya tla alosa Israel setšhaba sa ka. Yaba Herode o bitsa ba bohlale bao ka lekunutu, a ba botsisa nako eo naledi e hlahileng ka yona. A ntse ba romela Bethlehem a re, yang, e batlisise tsa ngwana ka hloko. E re a letse le mofumane, le ntsebise, le nna ke tle ke yo mo kgumamela. Ya re oba ba utlwe puo ya kgosi ba tsamaya, mme naledi eo ba e boneng e hlaha ya ba etelela pele ho fihlela e ema hodima mo ngwana a ne a le hona teng. Jwale a ba bona naledi ba thaba haholo. Ha ba fihle ka tlung ba bona ngwana le mmae Maria, ba itiela fatshe mme ba kgumamela ngwana. Ba tobula matlole a bona, ba mo nyehella ka dimpho, gauta, mokubetso le mmira. Ho ba ba le mose torong hore ba seke ba boela ho Heroda. Ba kgutlela naheng ya habo bona ka tsela e seng.
Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem saying, Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him. When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled. And all Jerusalem with him, and assembled all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophets. And for you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, and by no means least among the rulers of Judea, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going to the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way. May the good Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. We know that God has sent his son into the world to save the world, but we know exactly that when his son came, he was rejected by men, those he came to save. He is rejected religiously, he is rejected politically, also scientifically, even in our days. He is rejected regardless of the fact that those who reject the Son of God will soon face condemnation. And it's a pity today that those who reject him are those who think they are wise. Last week we have seen who are those who are really wise. And we have seen that it is those who seek for Jesus, those who have a longing for Jesus to worship the Son of God. But this morning we look at those who are the fools of the world. Why we do that? It is because we want to warn each other not to follow on their footsteps. Our text this morning speaks of Herod. And the question that remains then, who is Herod? Herod, as we know, is a king who was ruling at the time of the birth of Jesus Christ. But would you have considered Herod to be a fool? I don't think anyone would have considered Herod to be a fool. Herod, we are told, he was a very talented man. He was a very wise man even from the early age of his life. He possessed very great talents and he had great physical strength. His intellectual powers were far beyond the ordinary. In great crisis of his life, he was never found without a plan. He was never found to be confused or stranded at any given time of what to do and when to do. But we also find out that Herod was a very evil and a cunning kind of a snake. He had ways of deceiving others. He won the trust of the Roman Emperor by his deceit. He almost won the heart of the Jews by pretending that he followed the laws of Judaism.
on on tsore ne ba zuto re ne ba mothepe ha ke ntse ka re yena ke yena a la tela molao wa ba
build them a great theater. A very large theater.
And
he tried to appease the nation by building them or rebuilding the temple of worship.
He
actually made it more magnificent than the temple which Solomon had built before.
He built
them so many remarkable and memorable things in the land of Jerusalem. Regardless of his achievements and regardless of his good works, and I say good works under quotation marks, regardless of all these things, we realize that Herod was a very evil man, a wicked man in the face of his
earth.
His heart was far from God. He was a killer. This man killed even those who were close to him, the very relatives that he had. He killed
people.
He drowned people from his own household. He drowned them physically.
He
killed his children.
He
drowned his own brother. He drowned his own wife.
He thought that was good before his eyes.
It was better to be Herod's dog than to be Herod's child.
But butchered
them like dogs.
He crushed
his own family like a viper crushing, or like a lion crushing his own catch. He was an evil man. But that is not what makes Herod a fool this morning. That is only what proves that Herod was a fool. What reveals Herod to be a fool is what is written for us here in chapter number 2, especially from verse 4 to 8 for today.
We'll
continue next week about Herod, God willingly. But today, let us look from verse 4 to 8. How is this man a fool? How can we not be fools like him? So we
are
going to look at the foolishness of King Herod in 3 points of discussion this morning.
First,
his selfish materialistic heart. Secondly, his disregard to scripture. Thirdly, his pretense before God. So as we look at this text, we can see that his foolish heart led him to think that a child will overturn his kingdom and take away everything from him. His judgment was wrong and his judgment was misguided. He didn't even ask the wise man, how did you know that there's a child who is born? How did you get here? Should he have asked, he would have known that God is behind every little thing that was happening at the time. Would he have asked, he was going to know that rejecting the child was exactly the same as rejecting the God of heaven. We read from verse 3 to verse 40, we realize that Herod inquired about the child. He wanted to know a little bit about the child. But friends, we must know that it doesn't help to inquire about the child intellectually, but still do not seek to worship the child.
How many In verse number 3,
the Bible tells us that he was troubled. What does that mean? He was annoyed at the birth of the king. He was annoyed. He didn't find joy on the news that there is a son who is born. When he was told about the news of the kingdom of God, that God has finally brought into pass his promise, he was disturbed. The only thing that he could do or what he could feel was just his heart being disturbed about the news. He was not moved closer to God at the news of the birth of the child. He pushed himself far from the light that has come into the world as the life of man. Just like many today, my friends, the only thought of the cares of this world, the only thought of the temporal treasures and the beauties of this world. He never thought of the need of his soul. He never thought of the need of his soul. He could not be like the wise men who came seeking to worship the Lord Jesus Christ. He was not like the wise men who already knew that the child who is born, he's born already king of the Jews. He's not one who is born to become king of the Jews. Unlike Herod, who was just born a man, then became the king.
He
did not recognize God's blessing in his own time. Very important. Very important to recognize God's blessing in your own time. But he pursued to keep his gold that he has gained in this world, and rejected the Savior of the world. How did he reject the Son of God? First, we must know he did not reject the Son of God in the eyes or before the wise men. It is not what people do on the outside that makes us to judge whether they reject the Son of God. But in verse number 3, it says he was troubled, he was annoyed, he was not in agreement of what God was doing in the world. He was not joyful at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he did not seek him in heart, but he only seek him in ways. Verse number 8, go and search for him diligently. That is ways, but his heart was far from God.
He
did not see his need for a Savior. Church, you cannot seek for Jesus Christ unless you see your need for a Savior, unless you see your need for a shepherd and a ruler of your soul. Until you realize your helplessness, you will not seek the Savior of the world. Until you realize that Jesus is more precious than the gold of this world, you will not reject the things of the world and seek for Christ. Unless we are able to say, I would rather have Jesus than silver and gold.
hasare en ananze ke mat oba le tswa Kriste ona le ntwe le tswa gautse ka bo silivera hana mat.
I would rather be his than have riches untold.
How ena ore I
would rather have Jesus than houses and land.
To
that conclusion.
And
that is not the attitude of King Herod this morning. And I wonder what is our attitude this morning.
He
chose the pleasures of this world.
Okay,
he did not seek for the Son of God.
He
wanted to keep his little kingdom that he has built around himself.
And
the whole Jerusalem was in agreement with him. They chose well peace than the peace with God.
Jerusalem and here's
the problem with a materialistic mind. People always seek for the achievements of this world and try to keep the things of this world even at the expense of their own souls.
But
he did not want to lose his crown. He did not want to bow to King Jesus, but he was only concerned about the things that he has achieved in this world, about his little kingdom that he has built. He didn't want to lose all the things that he has gained. He wanted to be king forever. He wanted to remain in rulership and kingship.
And
consequently, he lost the opportunity of seeking the king of glory, lost the opportunity of entering into the kingdom of God. He failed to seek the king and he failed to see the grace of God in his own lifetime. His earthly achievements made him to think that he has everything, that he's got all that he needs.
So he looked
around and saw himself in need of nothing, in lack of nothing, and he rejected then the King of Glory. Friends, let us not be fooled about the things that we have achieved. Not set your mind on the things of the world, but set your mind on the things that are above. Because you will gain everything in this world, but still lose your soul. Secondly, let us look at his disregard of Scripture. As for Herod, the Scripture was not final authority, brethren. The things that the Scripture or the things that are written by God can change by man. And rejects the advice of Scripture. In verse 5,
he
is told that God had said in the past that the Christ would be born. This is what the scribes and the high priest says to him in verse 5. They told him, in Bethlehem of Judea, so it is written by the prophet. So they are telling him that God has already said that his son will come.
They're quoting
the scripture for him. What is your response to scripture? He did not see that as something to obey.
So he looked
down on the written word of God. He disregarded what was written by the prophets and he disrespected the word of God. He didn't have the fear of the Lord. So he thought, or he thinks he will change God's plan in this world
by
pursuing his own little plan. So he intentionally rejects the word of God, acting as though he does not need a savior. Claiming, in other words, that the world does not need a savior, the world is okay as it is.
Friends,
the world is not okay as it is. Regardless of who the leader is. How wise the leader may claim, but the world is not right unless Jesus Christ is in charge. Your little world is not right until Jesus Christ is in charge. Your little plan is not right until Jesus Christ is central in your life. There are many today, my friends, who hear the word of God, and the word of God is correcting them and is rebuking them, but they will not bow to the word of God. They will not listen. They will not obey what God says to them.
But this
is what they say in their own little heart. I have my plans to accomplish.
So they will
want to deal with the little things of this world that concern them, that seem to be more important than the kingdom of God. And they will pretend then that they seek Jesus.
But
so what is happening is they want Jesus, but they also want to pursue their plans. So they use the name of Jesus so that everything looks like they're in line with the Christ.
But the minister to use the land to yes or in a better car in a planet, someone like to planet, and to say, I'm going to learn to learn to learn.
But here's the problem. At the end of the day, they find themselves in hell. We shall see that in the life of Herod. In verse number 4, where the Christ will be born. You can see the question. It sounds like someone who wants to know about Jesus. But unlike the wise men, Herod is not intending to worship the King of Glory, but is asking so that he may find out where the Christ is and kill the child. So he did not seek to know the Christ. He did not seek to know God's saving grace. That's not the intention of fools. Although they act like they are looking for Christ, but they will not honor the word of God. So to him, scripture was just informational. When he asked and they said to him, he will be born, what they said. So he puts that as head knowledge. But head knowledge does not save, my friends.
Until
we regard the word of God as equal important as Christ himself. Whatever we know about Jesus will not save us. We need Jesus himself to save us. Although we need to know about Jesus so that we may be saved. But head knowledge will never help. That was the problem with King Herod. So we need to regard the word of God for us to be saved. Only the word of God can call us into the knowledge of Christ that we may see our need for a savior. Deadly. Let us look at his response to the wise men in verse 8. Matthew reveals here in verse number 8, he reveals the foolishness of King Herod, for he pretends he wants to worship the King of Glory.
Here
is the problem with fools.
Those who pretend
to seek for Christ.
Herod
could fool the wise men.
Herod, he could
pretend before the wise men that he's seeking for Christ.
The question is,
can a man fool God? Can a man fool God? Friends, you can hide your sin before men. You can hide your sin before everyone else. The sin of your heart. Your rejection of Christ in your heart, you can hide before me. But can you hide it from God? In verse 8 he says, go and search for him diligently and bring me word that I too may come and worship him. Of course, my friends, they are pretenders these days. Foolish liars. Those who think they are wise in their own foolishness. The Bible says, pretending, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
So
that is the foolishness of the world. In their own eyes, they see their little ways and their little plans to be right before them. But all these things lead to death. They go on and believe their fools, their foolish lies, I mean. You can lie. It is bad. But once you start to believe your own lies, it's worse. That is what's happening with people who pretend. They believe their own lies. Because they believe that no one can see that they are pretending. But God does see that they are pretending. So believing your own lies
is
the worst thing that can happen to you. So the Bible says, he fooled these wise men and he tells them, go and search for the Christ. I want to worship him. But he didn't want to worship the Christ. He wanted to kill the Christ. A friend of mine pretended to love the Lord. But here's the problem. He was never found in the community of believers for 3.5 years. He lived in hypocrisy. Each and every day when we try to find him, he tells us that something is happening, I'm busy, I will come and I will come. He works each and every day of his life, he works each and every available overtime at work. He didn't want to take off, he didn't want to go home. Why? When we phoned him, I went to visit him personally. He said he was preparing money to pay Lobola, and he was preparing more money to have a good wedding with his beautiful fiance. What about your soul? Where do you get to be fed spiritually? Said, I will sort this thing out and I will come back to church. Listen to this.
mamela sena.
After 5 years of marriage,
ka mora dilemo tse hlano a nyetse,
he still working double shifts.
O tla sebeletsa ntho
e still working overtime,
double shift le ntho le overtime,
he still cannot be found.
O
tla, he still cannot make it to church.
O tla a sa ekereke,
he still pretends he is happy. But he's suffering because he believed his own lie and thought that he would lie to God. Because the heart of the matter is, his heart was never in the Lord. His happiness was never in the hands of God. He decided to build his future with lies. He's still not free, he's still not happy. He pretends before men and thinks he will fool the Lord.
There are people who
thinks that for the fact that they have some kind of a connection or a contact with those who seek the Lord, then automatically we must assume that they are seeking the Lord as well.
But banana rene abate bana into le ba lorene ba tsaba modimo to banana rene bona ba o so bulela rene ba tsaba modimo.
That is what is happening in verse 8.
Ke wana tshetsa lang ho verse 8.
Herod thinks because now he has a connection with the wise men, now he'll fool everybody to act like he himself is in search of the Christ. But can you fool the Lord? Can a man make God a fool? Can you pretend before God and get away with it? I don't think so, my friends. So, he put himself first. He disregarded the word of God. Now he's pretending before God and before man.
That
is not wisdom. That is foolishness. So, driven by his own sin, driven by his own ego, driven by his own pride, driven by his own selfish heart, driven by his own
self-centeredness,
he rejected the Savior. Because he knew that Christ will come and interfere with his choices in this life. He knew that Christ will interfere with his power and the desires of his heart. Then he will not stand up like the wise men and seek for Christ.
People know
that Jesus will change their hearts. People know that Jesus is not happy with their choices. So the only way to think they can get away with it is to pretend that they are fine, is to disregard the word of God, is to continue and pursue the things of the world in the name of Jesus. I can tell you, my friend, it is not ignorance, it is not lack of education, it is not lack of knowledge for people to continue in such a life of deception.
But
it is because of the sin that remains in the heart of man. In Genesis chapter 3, just after the fall, sin dominated the heart of
man.
They ran away from God who sees everywhere. But they know that God can see everywhere. They know that God can see their hearts. But they still pretended to be fine before God. They put around themselves lids to cover their shame. But the shame is in the heart. The sin is in the heart. God searches the heart of man. So you can pretend before man.
God sees
our hearts. So what Adam did, you can see sin is reigning now in their lives.
Adam and we la bona rena se be
tsentse le sudden change in the heart of Adam.
We la bona rena to effort to eteng ba le go phelong ba ha.
Start to blame his wife. He says, "It is because of the woman you gave me."
A rena ke ena mo sa don phileng yena.
Now he's blaming the wife.
Tsale o na sa blame mo sa diwa ha.
Becky was saying, "This is the bone of my bones."
Epa e
Now, this is evil woman.
No,
we need to admit that we are wrong. We need to admit that Christ is right.
Then seek
for the Savior. We need to take away this heart of excuses. Because that's what caused us to disregard the word of God.
Forget
the beauties of this world. Let go of the things that you love so much. The things that you have gained. If they separate you from Christ, let go of those things. Don't try to preserve anything at the expense of your soul. Friends, sinful desires is what leads men to seek for help where they know they will not find help. Herod went to ask those who does not have much knowledge about scripture, about the Christ. Then you soon find out that they have something in common. They are all troubled at the coming of Christ. I don't know if Herod was aware of the hypocrisy of the scribes and the high priest. I don't know. But I know. But I know that there are people who will go to the false churches. They know. But as long as they can get away with their sin, as long as they can get the things that they pursue in life, they will not think of their souls. There are people who go on sinning, deliberate sinning. But they continue their sin and their rejection of Christ.
But
in disregard of scripture, in pretense, for the glories of this world, knowingly. Herod knew, but he still rejected the Son of God. So I pray this morning that we can just stop for a minute and consider the Christ in our own hearts. Say, search me, O God, and know my thoughts. Try me. And know my heart. I pray that we may be those who are wise. Not those who are fools, but claim to be wise in the eyes of the world. I pray that we may be those who will go the extra mile to search for the Christ, as the wise men came from the east looking for the Christ. I pray that we may not be those who put their future in the hands of others. Here is Herod saying, go and search for him. I will sit here and wait. He put his future in the hands of others. And he said to them, go and bring me weight, and I will come and worship him. But he did not worship him. He didn't seek for him. He died in his sin. He died without the happiness he pursued, without the happiness he was chasing. He died without the fulfillment he was seeking.
He died without the fulfillment he was seeking. The
question is, my friend, what is it that are we chasing this morning?
Many
people are chasing for gold instead of chasing for God. What is it that we are in search of this morning? Are you searching for the future? Here, your bright little future right now, and you have forgotten about the eternal future that is to come? Many people are chasing the wind. They go wherever the wind blows.
But
and they find themselves
miserable life.
But God has sent His Son into the world so that we may search for Him. That we may not live a miserable life. That we may worship Him and be happy about Him. That He may take away our misery. But the problem is, the Bible tells us that people love the darkness rather than the light because their works are evil. Herod loved his palace, but he hated his soul. Whatever you love, whatever takes you from the love of God, whatever separates you from the obedience of Christ and causes you to disregard the scripture, it tells you that you are not in search of Christ. My job is to warn us, because the legacy of Herod keeps going on. There are many fools who claim to be seeking God by in rejection of Christ. Christ is not central in their lives. They always strive for the temporal happiness of this world. And to your surprise, these are men and women of great character and status. Congregation of God, let me close like this. God gives everyone an opportunity to respond to Christ.
He gives
each and every person an opportunity to seek for the Savior. But man in his sinfulness, man in his foolish hearts, he decides to reject Christ. Because what dominates man, my friend, is not the love of God in his heart. What dominates man's heart is not the hunger for Christ. But what dominates man is materialistic.
And
pretends before men and God.
Which is why
God sent his son into the world to get rid of that sinfulness in our hearts. That may bring us to His marvelous light. The question is then, what will you do with such opportunity, my friend? An opportunity to seek for Christ, an opportunity to desire the Son of God. Where do you stand with the Lord Jesus Christ? Have you checked your heart this morning? Have you examined yourself? If God will search your heart, will you find uprightness? Will you find something pleasing in your heart?
Now, when I'm telling you, I'm telling you,
Will you find your heart in concern of the things of this world, in search of the beauty of this world? Will you find you loving your little kingdom that you have built around yourself? Or will you find you in search of the glories above?
Or will you find you loving your little kingdom that you have built around yourself?
Because the question stands and says, for what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his soul? Fools are those who reject Christ. They reject his word. They are not correctable. They are not advisable. They think they know everything. Then they end up living in misery. So let this not be us this morning. Let us be like the wise men of last week. Let us rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. I say it again. Rejoice. Amen.
Amen.
Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father and our gracious Lord, thank you this morning again for reminding us, for revealing to us the foolishness of the world, the mindset of the world in search of materialistic things and disregard of your ways, in pretense before men, thinking that we'll pretend even before you, O God. Search our heart this morning, O Father. Put in us that zeal, O God, to search and find you, to be joyful about you, our Savior. Help us, O God, not to be pretenders and hypocrites before you. Help us, O Father, to worship you in spirit and in truth. In truth, O God, we ask. For the sake of Christ, build your house, O God. Build your church. May your people, O God, repent from sin. May we help others to repent from sin as well. In the mighty name of Christ, our Savior. We all say amen.
Amen.
Let us sing together hymn number 46, and we sing only the two stanzas. Let us close with the benediction. Now, may the Lord of peace himself give you peace at all times in every way. May the Lord be with you all forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, brethren. I pray the Lord to keep us until we meet again. Amen.